Yesterday we tried to understand a little bit about Kavua, Mesodami. Probably the most important Nakuda that's confusing to people, that I told you yesterday, was this idea that the Kviyos is the place where it's nicker. The Kviyos is the place where it's nicker, what the item is. In the butcher store, it's nicker, it's kosher and trash. As opposed to a taruvis, when you have three pots or three pieces of meat that were mixed and confused one from the other, so there it's not nicker, that's not called kavua. Yesterday when I mentioned the Chazay Nish, I wasn't really clear. The Chazay Nish says that Kalim, the Makom Kviyos, is where they're manufactured, and he says that in the store where you can't tell if it has a box, you can tell it's different, but in the store where you can't tell who manufactured the glass, that's called parish. Yesterday I just mentioned the suffix, it's a study. But if you look at the Chazanish says it as a sack, that the place where it's manufactured, that's kavua. The store where they have a lot of glasses out for sale and you can't tell which is from which place, that's called parish. Today everything is packaged, maybe you could tell. But going to a store, there are bechers there, that's called parish, that's not called kavua, because to the point where you cannot do it, it's not nicker. The kvias is where it's nicker. Glasses are parish and the ruba parish, and therefore if you buy it in a place where it's not nicker, so you go bus arrive. If rive of backers are made by Jews, you really don't have to tell me. You go bus arrive. Jeff at the table, so it's like a donation material, which you can always have the answer to the table, right? No, the title is called the Derisa, but even by Derisa, you're relying on right. Not right. Same thing. All the same. Yeah. Well, usually cutlery, always cutlery comes in a box. It says the name of the manufacturer. And therefore, you can't say called the parish, move a parish, it's no suffix. If you know the name of the manufacturer, so you have to try to find out if it's a Jewish company or not. We were talking, the issue was talking about a case where you don't know what the item, what the source of the item is. So if you don't know, because it seems to say, even if there's someone beside the Eilam that could investigate for you, but if it's not as easy to find out, then that would be called a parchment. It's also probably why in our Gemara, if someone is Mizana in the man's house, it's Kavua. If it's someone from a CUI, from out of town, then we consider it parish, even though the person from out of town is also staying in some hotel room somewhere. Also a place, that's not the same. A person in his home, it's nicker from the home, known who lives there. In a hotel room, someone from out of town, he may personally have a name, and his name is, while in his pocket with his name. But the makom that he's in, it's not nicker there who the person is. And that's why the person from out of town is called the parish. Okay. I mentioned to you at the end of Shea yesterday, a machlaik is the Rishash of the Kivager, and a machlaik is the Chavitas of Chachmas Adam. And in order to understand their machlaik is, I'd like to speak out of Chaim and Reb Shimon's machlokes of Chaim and Reb Shimon regarding the rule of kol kavua kemesed asada. Now, what's the classic case of kol kavua? Is the meat case. You have a butcher store in town. You have 10 butcher stores. 9 sell basar shayra, and 1 sells basar treisa. If I meet in the street, you assume that the meat is kosher. If you went into a store to buy the meat and then you came out and you don't remember which store, so that would be considered called kavua kemesed asada. Even if you're in Bnei Brak, Someone in the Bnei Brak, and he goes and he buys a frank, and he comes home with it. And someone asked him which store he bought it in. He says, I just bought it in a store. I bought all the stores on Kashrut Bnei Brak. Maybe they are, I don't know. But let's say someone tells him it's not so. So he doesn't remember which store he bought it in. So that's called Kavuak, and that's some accident. There's a custom. That even though maybe 99% of the stores are Kashrut, and only 1% is trade, but in Halakha we look at it as if it's half Kashrut, half trade. And Mela, what you bought from the Makan Kdiyos, now is Safi Teraisa and Dosa. That's the Gemara thing. Kasha, that both Rav Shimon and Rav Chaim are coming to answer, Kasha is, why do we say call the parish Merupa Parish? If I find meat in the street, so I can assume since most stores in this town are kosher, that the meat is kosher. It's called the parish Merupa Parish. For 1 minute. The Torah told me Gzeres HaKasa of Kol Kavuah Kemetzah Metzudah. So the butcher stores, halachically, should be considered 50% kosher, 50% trade. If Kol Kavuah Kemetzah Metzudah, he tells me, the stores are 50-50, so then when it's parish, it should be, halachically we should look at it, that it was parish from 50% kosher, 50% trade. So why do we rely on Kol Parish Meruba Parish if Kol Kavua establishes the city as being 50% kosher, 50% trade? So meat I find in the street should go bust to the Kavua. Their language is that everything that parish is parish from a kavir. If I meet in the street, you know it came from a butcher store. So anything that's parish is parish from a kavir. So if the Gzeres HaKasav is that kavir is 50-50, then the parish should also be 50-50. This is the kasha that they use. So Bachanan, the terrace that the Chaim, I'm asking too, that Chaim holds the deal, and he says, it all depends on how you look at Kavua Kemetzah Metzudah. Now listen carefully, because splitting a hair very tough, you'll see. You appreciate it. Kolom Kol Kavua Kemetzah Metzudah means that there's no right. If you go into a store and buy meat, there's no right. There's a custom is, it's 50-50. 50% kosher, 50% trade, there is no right. Or you could learn, Kol Kavua Kemetzah Metzudah is a right, but we don't go by the right. We don't pay attention to the right. See two ways to look at it. You could look at Kol Kavua Kemetzah Metzudah that the Gzeres HaKasav is there is no right. The Torah says there's no right. Or you could look at it that Kol Kavua Metzah doesn't say there's no right. It is right. You could see that nine kasha, one trade. Kol Kavua just says, don't go bus around. Right doesn't work. Right doesn't pass. These are the two ways to learn Kol Kavua Metzah. Either there is no right, or that we don't go bus around. Now let me ask you a question. Which way do you think Rav Shimon would look at it? I pointed out to you Rav Shimon's mahalach in his Tilpulim. How do you think Rav Shimon would look at it? Huh? Right, that's Rav Shimon's mahalach all the time. Rav Shimon in Shar Dalid says numerous times that Kol Kavua Kamechta Mefzadami means that Tyre is telling you there is no right. There is no right. Looks like this, right? They're not kosher stores in one trade. But Kol Kavua Kemetzah Metzudah means that, like we said the other time, if Shimon holds, you put on, you have a vision of glasses that look at it with the eyes of halacha. Halacha is, there's no right. That's the way Rav Shimon looks at it.
They're
equal. Kavua Kemetzah Metzudah is not a star. There's a kosher. 50-50. The fact is that it's not 50-50, but the halachic fact is that it's 50-50. But that means that in halacha we have to behave as if there is no right. Reb Shimon, Reb Chaim says, no. Reb Chaim says, of course there's a right. Of course there's a right. Kavua Kamesta Mesta says, we don't go by the right. We don't go by right. Every time you go by right, you don't always go by right. So you have Mamzer Vadeh, the way Mamzer Sof. Right doesn't make someone a Mamzer. The places you don't go by the right. Thinking here. Dr. Chaim, it's just a din that you don't go by the right. But the right exists. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, not right. Fine right. There is no right. Halakha defines right. This is not called right. Reb Chaim says, you look at it my way, there is a right. See, it's a custom. If I can avoid, you don't go by the right. Yeah. If something is polished, find meat in the street. Now that I find meat in the street, is there a right? Can I say called the parish Merubah parish? The Chaim says, of course there's called the parish Merubah parish. Of course there's a called the parish Merubah parish. Because there is a right. Not that there's no right. It's just that you don't go by the right. You don't go, the rule of Halkanach right doesn't apply to Kavua. But the right exists. So now when it's parish, even though it's parish from the Kviyas, but the Gviyas is 9 out of 10 kasha. So the Mele, we say, called the Parish Meruba Parish. There's no kasha. How do you say, called the Parish Meruba Parish? It came from the Gviyas. The Gviyas is 50-50. No, the Gviyas is not 50-50. So halacha, by Kavua, you don't go Basar right. But the Kavua is also 9 kasha in one. So you don't go Basar. Basar. So Kletra Kai, very good. The right exists. Chaim is now Lefizeh. It's answered the kasha we asked yesterday for the Chafetz Adam. The kasha was, how could you say Bittul Barai? You have two pieces of kasha meat in one tray. How could you say Bittul Barai? It's Kavua. So Chaim answers, and the Bochana brings this as well, that Kavua doesn't say there's no right. There is right. Just the rule of Halchin Achar Harayim, we don't say. Now, the two separate demons, the din of Halchin Achar Harayim and Bittul Barayim, are totally different demons. The din that we go by Sarayim and the din of Bittul. Halchin Achar Harayim by Kavua, you know, it's exerted because we don't go by Sarayim. Ain't Halchin Achar Harayim by Kavua. But that's the Bittul. Bittul, you still say, when things become confused, they become this. And you don't know which is which. So then you say that will be right. Because there is a right. Kavua doesn't say there's no right. There is a right. Because Kavua is that in Halkin Achar right by Kavua. The Mezal Bittul Barayim, you could say it's the right exists. This is all Reb Chaim's Mahalach. The easier Mahalach, more Mustavadik Mahalach, that Kavua is just the thing, you don't go by the right by Kavua. But otherwise, you do go by the right. And this is less of a chiddush according to this. By parish, you just go by the right, and that's it. According to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, no. Kavua Kamechta Amechta tells me that meat in this city, in all the butcher stores of this city, this meat is 50% kosher, 50% shrek. Despite the fact that the reality is not that way, reality is the 9 out of 10 are kosher, but halacha requires that we look at it 50-50. Now, according to Reb Shimon, then we say that we look at it as if the metzias is 50-50. Like Reb Shimon Akasha, so why call the parish move a parish? If in the butcher store it's 50-50, and what I find in the street came from a butcher store, so then, what I find in the street, I shouldn't be able to say called the parish Merubah parish. So I find the answer is nothing else. The meat in the city is 50-50. Anytime I'm down on the piece of meat, it's 50-50. The din of called the parish Merubah parish is that we're not done on the meat. We're done, where did the meat come from? From where was it parish? Called the parish, Merubah parish, means we look From where did this leaf come? We found it in the street. It didn't start off in the street. From where did it come? Out of which door? There are 10 stores in town. This piece of meat came out of one of the 10 doors. Those doors, we say, called the parish rules of parish. The meat could be 50-50. Because kavua was not being done on which door. It was being done on the meat. The person bought it inside the store. When you're being done where it came from, that's called the parish rules of parish. The nidain is, from where did it come? Did it come from a place that's kosher? Did it come from a place that's possible? There, we're down where did it come from? And that is not 50-50. Because that's nothing to do with kavua. Kavua is when you were in the store. When the suffix starts outside the store, that's the suffix of where did it, was it parish from? That's called a parish, a roof of parish. You have, this is a tremendous amount of meaning, the way you look at called the parish, not the way you look at it parish. The truth is, Rav Shimon has a big arichas to try to prove that this is so, because it's a big chiddush. But his yesod and called the parish is that the suffix is where did it come from, not what is it. So Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon's a chiddush, but the words you can hear, they call the parish blue, parish the suffix is from where did it come? Now we come back to the machlokes, the chavetz and the chayyot. What was the shaila? You have 9 butcher stores in town that sell kosher, and each shall sell 100 pieces of meat a week. You have 1 tray that sells 1,000 pieces a week. You have 9 kosher, 1 tray, but the 1 tray sells more meat than the 9 combined. 9 times 100 is 900. And the one that sells 1,000. Now I find meat in the street. What do I say? So whoever voiced their opinion here and share says, no. Call the parish rule of parish. Odds are it's tray for meat. There are 1,000 pieces of tray for meat, 900 pieces of kosher meat. So I'm judging, call the parish rule of parish. Probably tray. And that was how the Chachmas Adam held. Because the Chachmas Adam goes with the Mahalach of Reb Chaim. Very simple thing, that there's right, and you judge based on the rights. You judge by the right meat. Now, his dad said, no. You go according to right stores, not right meat. You go according to right stores. The 9 stores are kosher. When it's right, it's kosher. Who cares how much meat they sell? That makes sense, according to Rav Shimon Mahalach. So Rav Shimon says, if you judge the pieces of meat, that's kinechta mechta, 50-50. The pieces of meat are always considered 50-50. So we're not judging the pieces of meat. Pieces of meat we know, kavua kinechta mechta. Call the parish, we're judging from which store did it exit, which store did it leave. Store did it leave? 9 stores are kosher, 1 store is trade. Could have come from the 9 stores, it could have come from the 1. 9 out of 10 says that it's kosher. Yeah, but Shimon holds that meat, the meat is 50-50.
Yeah, but where did the meat come from? Most of the time, the meat comes from the tray.
Most meat leaves the tray for store. That's the appraisal. Right meat leaves the tray for store. That's when you're being down on the meat. Is the meat kosher or not?
Why only the meat came from?
If you want to know how much meat leaves the store that's kosher and how much meat leaves the store that's trash, the answer is 50-50. The meat is nechta mechta. That's kavua. The answer is nechta mechta. What the chiddush is when you're being down on the market, why does one store have 2 doors and the other store has 1 door? It doesn't change anything. Once those open more hours and less hours, I don't know, they don't talk about it. We could be stupid. But Lamaisa, the Mahalach of the Chavetz Chaim appears to fit with the Mahalach of the Shimon, which is a big chiddush. The Glock away seems to be going up for Chaim. I mean, the Chavetz Chaim forces us to say the Chavetz Chaim is more like a Shimon. The Chavadah says, nine kasher stores, one trade, even if the nine sell less than the one, you know, that's right. You see clearly, it's pretty clear that Chavadah is going with Rav Shimon. And that's me, without bringing Rav Shimon, he says it's on his own. So this is Svarta, the Chavadah learned, you go back to the places that it came from. You judge how many places are there. See, the Chavadah fits beautifully with Rav Shimon. The only question is the Rishash. What was the Rishash of the Kidager? It's a much more difficult sheet. You have 51 sherim in town, 50 psulim. The whole town has 101 men, 51 sherim, 50 psulim. Rav Yair says kosher, and we paskin based on that, that there's Rav Yair, Rav Siya, so we paskin that the woman is allowed to marry a kohen. Now the woman is going to marry a kohen who's one of the 51 men. And he knows that he was not the one that was mizana with her. Now what do you do? So the Kiva Eger is nice to say that now you don't have right. Because if you remove him from the suffix, you're left with 50 share, 50 psula, and you don't have right anymore. But that be him, it's a problem. Rishash said no. Rishash said, what do you mean? You're still 51 share, 50 psula, and that's what matters. The only approach we can have to the Rishash is to say that we're being done on the Mekaymas in the city. Most Mekaymas are kosher. That's true. He knows it didn't come from this market because he's the one that lived there. But it appears that the Rishash held, he judged that 51 places it could have come from that are kosher, 50 that are trade. And right about kosher. You're right. According to the Chavadah, it doesn't matter how many males are in each apartment. Only being down the apartment. Just like it doesn't matter how many pieces of meat there are in each butcher store. And you're right. According to the Chavadah, say that so. Doesn't the Chavadah say that? Counterintuitive. Yes. The Shimon is a big finish. Shimon is a very big finish. If not for the Chavadah, the Tzair of Shimon is going too far. But if it doesn't the Chavadah, more like of Shimon. Chavadah is the Chavadah. Did you go back to the Makhana? That seems to be a good thing. I don't know, this will change everything. You accept of Shimon's Mahala. It changes everything. We talked the other day about how many Chalas in Brooklyn are cautious. I said, well, right collar in Brooklyn is cautious. Right? I get some trefa bakeries that make collar. And trefa bakeries make collar. I said, yeah. But you know, one bakery makes more collar than all the trefa collar, you know, and they're combined. But according to the Chavadah, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many collars each store makes. Because in the store it's kavua. All we have to see is how many bakeries in town that are kosher make kavu, and how many bakeries in town that are trade make kavu. That I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. I mean, I didn't go to trade for bakeries to see if they make kavu, but I know there's this one bakery in Flatbush that the trade, totally trade for bakery, they have kavu there every, you know, it's highway, they have kavu every Friday, but they have kavu all week. You see, the Chavadah changes everything. Shimon's Mahala. The assumption I had yesterday, that if you have a challah, you're going to go to a mezuzah, and they have challah. If they call the parish Meruba Parish, the only thing they call the parish Meruba Parish. Most challah in Brooklyn is kosher. I think it's true, most challah in Brooklyn is kosher. That's all true, like the Chachmas Adam, and Reb Chaim's the house. According to the Chavis Da'at, that's all kosher. Because it may very well be that if there are 25 kosher bakeries in Brooklyn making challah, that there are 25 trefa bakers making challah. No more. That changes everything. Even though the overwhelming majority of challah comes from the 25 kosher ones. So to say that this is the Yisrael to become a chlaikis is putting it mildly. I mean, it's changes everything. The Ruma called a partial approach. Shouldn't approach. I would guess that most places can go with the Chachmatada and the Chayim's approach, but I can't make a certain. Yes, that from Iser, that that approach is the better approach a place can look at. I hope you, whether you see Reb Shimon as Mistaber or not Mistaber, but I hope it illustrates the two Mahalfim in Kavua and that you have an appreciation of it. So we have to move on a little bit into Gemara. The last thing we learned was in Tesha Shrotzen. It's Vardeya Echad Beinehem. Nagah be'echad mehem. What was that case? Tisha shrotim, it's a verde echad be'nehem, and nagah be'echad mehem, and egeh be'ez mehem nagah. So b'shu sayachi, the suffix is tar. And what are we proving from this? So b'shu sayachi, the time b'shu ram is tar. So what are we proving? The kokavua. So we're proving that even Lahakel, how do I know it's saying that Lahakel is a suffix? Because Bishus Arabim, what Tahar Bishus Arabim? I is suffix to write, so normally the Chumra. Bishus Arabim is a Xeris Akas. Suffix to Bishus Arabim is Tahar. Suffix to Bishus Arabim is Tahar. So therefore, it must be that because Kemet Dom after Dom. Look at the Rashi, the next to the last Rashi in the narrow lines. Oh, Metisha Shrat. Af he te septa, the Mesepta Taris. It's funny, Bisho Sayach, it's fake a Tami, Bisho Ram, it's fake a Taris. Alma, Kemet Dom, you're the Kula. What's the proof? You like Kemet Dom, you ain't can't stop it to me. A Levande to me. The Ruba Shrat. Rashi sent the Chiddush here, the Chav. The Elat Kemet Zami Ein Kan Sofik Tuma Elavade Tuma Daru B'Shratu. I've spoken out in the past Rabbi Kiva Eger's Yisai that's brought in the Ksavar Kabbalah, this says in one of his Talmidim. His Yisai was that even though we go past a Rive, Rive is still only a Sofik. Rive is not a Vada. Rive is also a Sofik. Just the thing is, we go past a Rive. Afghanina was a kafat echad min aminuyim, the marm of Nisiya, where a person counted was taking maisa behema. One of the animals he already counted jumped back into the corral. So what was the halacha? He jumps back, so they're all pata for maisa. The Rosh asked, why don't we say call the parish Maruba parish? So when the animals leave the corral now, and he leaves, it's called the parish, move a parish, and Chayim is Naisim. So the Rosh said, no, the Torah says a Siri Vadai, the way I have Siri Sahib. The only Chayim is Naisim, it's a Vadai. Called the parish, move a parish, it's still right, but it's still not a Vadai. It's still a Sahib. So if it's still a Sahib, then it's not a Siri Vadai. Even though it's right, it's still a Sahib. That was the Yisayit. I mentioned it in Elzman and Abdalid by Avelus. We had a rule that Sopik Avelus is Lakula. Only Vaday Avelus is Chayim. A Chayim can only be Mitama to a Vaday Karim and not a Sopik Karim. So we had then that on a Nathel, a woman gives birth to a child and the child dies within 30 days, there's no Avelus, he's not Mitama. Even though rive children that are born are not nefallim, but rive is still a suffix, it's not a vadai. And there's a cost of that, a claim is only the tami to a vadai. And a velus is only to a vadai deal. No suffix deal of it. This was Rabbi Kiva Eger's side, the Rosh's side, that rive is also a suffix. Rive still is called a suffix, it's a kabbasarev. Now, this Rashi, the Ksava Kabbalah writes that he went to Rabbi Kiva Eger with a problem from this Rashi. Maybe Shabbat is Chatna Gemara. But it's certainly the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Look at Rashi's Lashon. Again, next to the last Rashi in the narrow line, Ibram Asal Ella. Rashi says, Alma Kemetzadani, Yulakuma. A Gemara is proving that Kavua is Kemetzadani, Gila Kemetzadani, and Kazafi Tuma, Ella Vadai, Daruva Shratim. Rashi says, it's a Vadai Tuma, it's right Shratim. We see that the right passed in Vadai. And they said it to a Vadai. So here it seems to be right as a Vadai. Since right is a Vadai, it would be Tamei Bishas Arabi. Why is it Tar? Because Kalkavua Kemetza Metzah. This Rashi seems to be a contradiction. But this Rashi seems to contradict. We said, well, this is not a bad eye. This Rashi saying it's a bad eye. That's why the proof is connected on that to them. The Kibbeka's answer, which is printed in the Ksaba Kabbalah, is what the Kibbeka does to prove his answer. If I just told you his answer, he wouldn't be so excited about it. But to prove his answer, he asks other kashas, and they prove that he said that Rabbi Kibbeka said. Kibbeka asks, we had a yesod that right is only a sukkah. So 1 minute. How do you ever give ma'aser b'hegel? Okay, I have 10 animals, I'm going to give ma'aser. That's the afiri vadai. Maybe one of these animals is a trifle. Puzzle for Meisim. How do you know an animal is not a trifle? How do you know? Right bang is not a trifle. If you say right is not a vadai, if right is not a vadai, so then the kasha is, how could you ever give Meisim? It's never a siri vadai. You never know for sure that this is the 10th kasher animal that the person has. Or another kasha of Kibbeka. You have a sheikhin who is pesheya in the shechita. He messes up the shechita. The sheikhin, and he ruins the animal, makes him available. Do you have to pay? So certainly if it's Shia, he certainly has to pay. What does he have to pay? The difference of price between the shechita and the available. Had he done a good shechita, it'd be worth more. Kasha needs to be worth more. The available is worth less. So you have to pay the difference. 1 minute. Maybe this animal is a trifle. Maybe the animal is a trifle. Right? You're telling me, right behind the same trifle. Right on that trifle, so we assume that he messed up a good behind. For 1 minute. Ain't helchid the mom and achar right. Can't be mechayev somebody money based on right. So how could you be mechayev to pay based on right? They understand in Trifus, you can't do that. Dr. Pchaim. Dr. Rikidega. Dr. Rikidega. The rule is that if right was used to paskin something, that psak carries the din of a vadai. Right is not, doesn't make a vadai. But if you have an animal, you milk the animal. The milk is kosher. Why? Because red behemoth ain't them trifles. So the animal, the meat of the animal, the milk of the animal is kosher. If once there's a psak based on right, that creates the vada. That makes it have a din vada. Right is not a vada. But a psak din creates a vada. And if we have cheskes a mahani labad, that is a psak for the mother, that helps in the daughter. Same thing here. The right, if right paskins in one case, that's good enough to carry on to make it a vade for other demons. So since we are going to paskin the gabi the milk, that is kosher. So if the sheikh is menabel the animal, it's considered a vade. Or in the case of the siri vade, the maiser vade, the gabi the meat, we're going to pass in the Sanat Trefim. Right behind the Sanat Trefim. We're going to be the meat, we're going to pass in its tray. It's not a trefim. So now you want to say maybe the Gabi Meiser is a tray. That's your revival. No, once I pass him, the animal's kosher. We don't check an animal. We check the lungs, but there are 150 treasures that we don't check for. We assume it's kosher. So if the pass is kosher, that creates a vada. Why? What's enough to mean? What's the halacha of the enough to mean? The paskin right on that is fallen. If you have a nafkamina that you'll be upset for, you'd be right. What nafkamina is upset from an avela? Yeah, the psakin is for today. But that's as you said, that the psakin is today. By Sakit Tumma, by Shratzin, that Kivega says, the question is, why does it make Gaya too? Let's look at Rabbi Kivega inside. I didn't see the Ksava Kabbalah on the shelf. The way I had written down in my notes, Rabbi Kivega said that the road is make Gaya, but Gabi Malchus. How does it make Gaya to Malchus? If there are cases where the tumor of the shrotzen would cause the psakdin of malchus on a person. It could be one shayla is a tame. One shayla is the person get malchus. So the Kivega is saying that the psakdin legabe dine malchus will make the rive of adai. And if you went for the rive, it will be sapit tum shesram would be tame, nine shrotzen. Nine shrotzen once per day. So if a person now took one of these into the Beis HaMikdash, the Chai Malkus, to take a shirt into the Beis HaMikdash, because he got Basar Rive. So the Rive would really pass it. And that would make it into a Vadai, that of 9 out of 10 Ashratim, it's a Sherev. Yet, the Gemara says, B'shus Aram is Sekhet Tahar, why? Why don't we say that the Rive passes? That Rashi's saying, it's a Rive that Kol Kavua can mess on after that. It will be a case of not kavu of mech, of just mech, of rive. Rive, Rishas Sarabim, the kasha was, even if it's rive, it's only a suffix, it should be tarb Rishas Sarabim. That's enough. Out rive, Rishas Sarabim, I would go bas a rive. I ain't a suffix. No, it's always capacity for suffix. And then they get to other demons. The mele, the right paskins, when the right paskins really suffix from Rishas Sarabim, the right should have paskin, then it should be tarnet. Yet our Gemara says up to Shram Tar must be because it's Kol Kavua can mess them after them. If not for Kol Kavua, the right would pass him. It got the other demons. And the male would have Tumma, it would be the same thing. So what's our Gemara's right? That Sabitum Shisrabin is Tar, even though nine Ashratim, the Kasha was, even if nine Ashratim is still a Sapik, because right is a Sapik. So this is no right, it's not a suffix. This right is passing the Gabi other halachas. What does it mean by the halacha carrying tumma into a Beit HaMikdash? I don't know what halacha tumma, but somebody said, oh, then if you touch it to truma, it'll be the same thing. It's there after the time of truma or kala. So the mitzvah, since it has other nafkaminas, that sack of right creates a vada. And yet, some Mishas Rabbin is not why. The Gemara is saying, must be because it's connected on that. That's what Rashi's saying. Must be Kibetza al-Dami. Dilav Kibetza in Kamsatik al-Vadei Tumma. Why is it Vadei Tumma? Because it's again to other demons. Once again to other demons, it's Vadei Tumma. Vadei Tumma is okay. Now let's see a little Gemara Vaita. Menolon, midaraisa menolon, matzah makar kol kavua, makra, va'arav loy v'kom alav, ashi eskavim loy. There's one by the Yom Ohol, you're not chayiv for killing someone unless you're makam for the person. Rabbanan Amri. Rabbanan Ohol, no. If you're makam to kill one yid and you kill another yid, you're also chayiv. What is the pasuk coming? For the Be'er Yanai, Karak Mazarek Evan Madan. Be'er Yanai said, if you throw a stone into a group of people, from a shoot into a crowd, hey, If it's 9 Gaiim or 1 Yid, the person intended to kill one member of the group, right, says it's a guy he intended. Inan, pal gal pal, even if it's 50-50, something that pushes law. So, if pushed, you don't get visa. So, must be, if the Zeres HaKasim, you don't get visa. Let's see, Chadika Tisha Yisrael, the Kanani Echad Beinayim. Not only Kanani, because we'll have to book about the Mesodani. Must be telling you there were 9 Jews and 1 guy. And the Torah is saying, if you shoot into such a group, you're still part of it. Why? Must be, because we look at it, the Mesodani, and this is the Mekar. The only thing I wanted to point out is that Rashi has more shver on Safik Nefashis. Why do Safik Nefashis don't you kill? If you have a 50-50 chance that this person Chayav Nisa, do you kill him? Why not? So this is a right to kill him. It's 50-50, why don't you say something right to Chomer and kill him? What? It's because the fascists, right? So it's not that. Is that the reason? No? Why don't you kill somebody? It's 50-50 is Chayav Nisa. Why don't you kill him? You can't kill somebody. It's 50-50. It's a topic if you're allowed to kill him. You know, kill somebody. It's because of fascists. Rashi says something very strange. Rashi, if you want to know about the topic of fascists, says, Dine the fascists are hakul, so the tzilaya edetsu. Sanhedrin has a mitzvah to say them. The Rabban is not me, I believe, but this must be to my aid. Shmei Rashi. If Hashem will learn Sanhedrin, will probably come up with some insight. What? If it's 50-50, if he's Chayav Nisa, what would you say? Bezin is above my circle.
Bezin has
an obligation to kill a Ritzaya. Now they bring in a Ritzaya, okay, 50-50 to save me so now. You don't know what it's come on. Now... All right, so let's take out the word like just out of the equation. And then the fact that because the fascists were maxmia to save a life, that's not to be too late either. Let me ask you a question. We're going to have a case in the other day. You have a Jewish child and a Galician child. You don't know which is which. Now I have a child. I don't know if he's 50-50. He's a Galician. Okay, and now it's Shabbos. And in order to save his life, I have to be Michal Shabbos. Can I be Michal Shabbos? Logically. There's no Tirsach. I'm not killing him. The question is, can I save his life? The logic says, actually, Shabbos is their right. But it's because it's because of the fascists. And we understand because of the fascists to mean even a possible because of the fascists. So if I have 50-50 and someone's Chayav Nisa, why am I getting a Nisa for? You mean here there's a mitzvah to be Shem Shabbat?
But
that's
it's not. Bezin has an obligation here. It's not to kill the person. There's no obligation to
kill. It's a 50-50 chance if he's obligated to kill. We don't know if Bezin's obligated. I think they're both similar. I agree with you that you can take my sister out of the question because Bezdin, when Bezdin's sock is to kill, that's not my sister. Maybe not. But Shemesh Mir Shabbos, right? But you can't kill somebody because you might kill other people. Let's say you have a person who buys a machine gun. He says, I'm going to kill people. unless he's a righteous, you can't kill him. I don't think that's the chesed. If that was the chesed, that's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying the tzilei ha'edom seems to be totally out of the. Even if you are right, it still doesn't answer Rashi. Why does Rashi say? Well, so I think I killed. Out of the 50% chance he's going to kill others. The Chia Barashi Amarav Alach Rav Yaisi. Alach Rav Yaisi. Which means the way we've learned till now, you need two rights. Chana Barav Amar Rav Hirashai. Must of Rav Yirmi. Now, it's a very strange kasha. The Gemara is going to say, when Rav Yirmi asked this kasha, we'll see, the Gemara will explain, he says, well, the Yuchsin might be in a trade with me. The Yuchsin, you don't need two rights, but to not. This kasha is a different thing. Matza ba tinnig mushlos. You found a child in the street. What's that called? Is the name for that? A sufi. Okay, people get confused. What's an asufi and what's a shtufi? Okay, a sufi is the easy one. You gather them in. You gather them in from the street. Shtuki is someone, when you ask him, who's your father? He doesn't know. He knows his mother. A sufi. Matza ba tinnig mushlos. You find a baby in the street. Say, how could this ever happen? But in New York City, it happens all the time. They find babies in garbage dumpsters and babies in. Matzah batinish mushlo. Imrei bei v'kechav, imrei v'kechav. Imrei Yisrael, Yisrael. Matzah mechzah, Yisrael. 50-50, we say is a yid. If it's right, Gayim, I say is a guy. If it's right, Yin, we say is a yid. Amarav, Lashon, Alachi, Yisrael. But Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael is like a Yisrael to give him parnasa to save his life. That one mechayyeh. Avol Yichsin Lai. Why not? Why the Yichsin Lai? Now push it because he's an Asufi. The Rabbanu were geyser on Asufi. Why were they geyser on Asufi? The reason they were geyser is because most babies that are in trash bins are born illegitimately. Married couple has a baby is not usually the type to throw away a baby. The baby that the parents don't care about, if it's a rive or it's an umdana, called a badai, and we consider that baby to be illegitimate. And that's called an asufi, even though you can have an illegitimate baby that's not asulakuluna. But nevertheless, the fact that that parents don't care about him renders him an asufi. Now Rashi here says something very important. Rashi, avoli yichusim lai. Rashi brings that if a baby is thrown out in a way that we see the parents care for him, that the mother cares about the child is clean, is wrapped in a blanket, is left at a foster home, that's not an asufi. The child's not an asufi. Rashi brings, let's see the Rashi. Avol yichsin lai, the second narrow line, the imbasi asur l'kayim. Nafilu lekel amechesh v'shem asufi. Agamah is not talking about an asufi. Asufi is a very darabanan that it's on. Kigay, who's not an asufi? Kigay, hanach tamina basari yichsin, there are people that are listed in asari yichsin, mishutei hadomeha. Somebody that was, what? That means that the body, that the child was, after childbirth, the body was the yusid, however it was, that the, you can see the baby was taken care of. Or toli piska, or toli kameya. Or there's a note on the baby, is for someone to take care of it. Or toli kameya, there's a kameya on the baby. Then it's not an asufi. Miu, hashinan. Shema basay v'kechavim. We're still chayshid, maybe it's a basay v'kechavim. Uleman yamar, g'yayris, p'sula, l'kuhuna, filaktana, zu asura l'kayim, g'trei rubi bina l'yuchsin. So what do we say? L'yuchsin lai. That l'yuchsin my liyuchsin, that are for liyuchsin. So we see that there is an affiliyuchsin, and we see that one. That Roy Yisrael is kosher. Mechta, mechta is also liyuchsin, which Roy would be kosher. B'shmuel amar, l'fakech olav esagal. That, even l'fakech olav esagal, that means that on Shabbos, he can be able to call Shabbos to save his life, which is something we have to talk about. Talk about it separately. But al kopanim, what do we see from here? That you don't need two rides, that even one ride Yisrael is good enough. It's mechta, mechta, we say, lachi yoyseh abu liyuchsin life. But for ride Yisrael, but the Gemara, ishtem itte hadam yudam rab, b'chonei shol tipayri yehava maise. We forgot, this which we said before, that b'chonei shol tipayri yehava maise, and therefore, it was also two rides over here. So, when are we makshir? By two rides. And when do we pass? Well, anytime it's one ride. So, Yisrael. So that's true. Liyuchsin only if you have two rides. Of Liyuchsin light then goes on Reb Yisrael too. If you have one Reb Yisrael, Liyuchsin light. Okay, that's the way it should be taught. Now, Loshono Lach Yisrael is even going on Reb Yisrael. Now, when you have one Reb Yisrael, we pass in Liyuchsin light, and you need two Reb Yisraels in order to be left. Nagib Yehuda has a tshuva about an asufi. Nagib Yehuda's tshuva is in the first volume of an Ezra Siman Zion. And he's asked the question regarding abandoned children, asufis. Whether an abandoned child is mutter l'kol. In a case where it was Tali Kameya, Tali Piska, any of these things where the baby was taken care of, it means Dawa Rashi. It says, based on the Gemara Kedushin, but basically, our Rashi says that if a child is not an Asufi, then he goes back into the dinim of right of our Brisa, of Matabatinik, or our Mishnah of right. The Kasha that the Rebbe Yehuda deals with is whether a Sufi who has Toli Piska, Toli Kameya now becomes like a regular baby that there's no Gezeira of a Sufi on. Regular baby, you have to decide, you go Basarai. The woman. Fazawa Geiser on an Asufi and on a Shtufi, that they're not allowed to marry. An Asufi, someone you don't know either parent. Shtuki is someone, you know the mother, you don't know the father. In fact, the native Yehuda, every Asufi, who is taken care of, who's cleaned and washed and has a note on him, why does he go back into the din of Raiz? Why is he a Shtuki? Why does he become a Shtuki? What's a Shtuki? Shtuki is someone that we know he has a mother who cares about him. The mother raises him, but he doesn't know his father. And a Sufi is someone in the garbage dumpster, you know, that nobody cares about. If you have a baby that's abandoned and left on the door of a children's home, he's not a Sufi. But what do we see? He has how many parents that care about him? You don't see he has two parents that care about him. All you see is that there's one parent that cares about him. There's one parent who cared enough to wash the baby and to package the baby and to bring it. But you know she is. So now, the Rabbanan made a gzeira on an Asufi and on a Shtuki. The question is, if a Shtuki is possible, an Asufi should also be possible. An Asufi that's clean, and lit. So why do you go, but so right now, why don't you plug in the gzeira of Shtuki? That this child should be a Shtuki. There's no mother who says bari. No mother who says Bari is Takatru. According to many Rishayim, the Shtuki, and the mother says Bari is Kashi. But there's no mother who says Bari, and a Sufi is abandoned. Should be an automatic Shtuki, and should still be also the call. From our Rashi, we see it's not that way. From our Rashi, we see if you have an Asufi whose mother cares about him, what's the din? Oh, goes into the din of Rav Yechachav, and there's no Zerah Rabbanim. Rav Yechachav, Rav Yisrael, Mechzal Mechzal, whatever the din are. Why don't we say that the child is a shlech? Now he writes, that you the right, that this is a Geya, there are many such children in our Medina, he writes, who are this type of a child. A child who either is a total asufi that the parents cared about, or I'll explain to you in a minute, certain types of shtuki that will be done on. But the Yehuda says that the Rabbanu guys are on asufis and shtuki. There were guys that only had asufis that are thrown away. None of asufis we care about. What is the difference between an asufi we care about and a shtuki, whose mother also cares about? Very, very hard catch. Seems to be exactly the same thing. What's the difference between an asufi that we care about and a shtuki whose mother cares about him? Why should the shtuki be zeirah d'rabbanan? And the asufi we go basarai, or trey will be, whatever we go basarai. Why not give me? Anybody come up with a Sephardic and Afghanina between an Asufi and a Shtuki? An Asufi that's packaged and a Shtuki. They both have a mother that cares about them. That's the difference. Difference is the Shtuki has the mother that we can meet, we can see. The Sufi does not. And why does that difference make a difference? Who cares? Who cares? Now here's the crucial question. What would be if the mother died? He knows who the mother is, but the mother died. Would he still be a Shtuki? Is that the mother is there, or is it that we know the mother? So there's no difference between why the bad way. What's the difference between a shtuki and a sufi whose mother cares about him? I got late again. And what I would suggest you do is, I'll finish an idea that tomorrow, if you're looking to say tshuva in Ebenezer, simin dalit, to say tshuva mem aleph, you don't have to go through the whole thing view, then you bring it down to Kisser. You could see it there tomorrow. For tomorrow, try to finish the yard. I don't know if I'll finish a parrot tomorrow, but I don't know.